Translation. My dear King Pururava, please give protection to these two lamps who have fallen down with me. Although I belong to the heavenly planets and you belong to the earth, I shall certainly enjoy sexual union with you. I have no objection to accepting you as my husband, for you are superior in every respect. Should we repeat this? What do you think? All right, let's do it. No? Go forward to the purport then. Not good for brahmachari, isn't it, to repeat these things? I saw Gaura Krishna. No. Just go to the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. Sutava, could you read the Brahms? You can read it. Yeah. Give him this. It's for the internet.
As stated in the Brahma Samhita 540, Yasya Prabha Bravatado Jagadanda Koti Koteshvashesha Vashadadi Vibhuti Vinnam. There are various planets and various atmospheres within this universe. The atmosphere of the heavenly planet from which Urvashi descended after being cursed by Mitra and Varuna was different from the atmosphere of this earth. Indeed, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets are certainly far superior to the inhabitants of earth. Nonetheless, Urvashi agreed to remain the consort of Pururava, although she belonged to a superior community. A woman who finds a man with superior qualities may accept such a man as her husband. Similarly, if a man finds a woman who is from an inferior family but who has good qualities, he can accept such a brilliant wife, as advised by Sri Chanakya Pandit, Stri Ratnam Dushkuladapi. The combination of male and female is worthwhile if the qualities of both are on an equal level. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Om Ajnana Tamirandasa Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Vancha Galpa Drubascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Ptitanam Pamane Vyo Vashna Vyo Namo Nama. So this, haven't been following this story, but following from what the Shruti Dharma Prabhu was talking about yesterday, this attraction, it's a very powerful between the opposite sex. Now we have here that the Urvasi, he got married to this celestial woman who was inferior to him, because demigods are actually, even doesn't matter how many beautiful qualities they have, but they are always subordinate to the sages, to munis. Just like you have the daughter of Manu, Devahuti, she was the daughter of a Chakravarti emperor, and Manu is great demigod, It's a great personality, very royal. But nonetheless, they had to kneel down to Kardama Muni, who was just a simple sage, but very powerful Muni. So you could see that the Brahman, it's always superior to the Kshatriya. So here, Urvasi was given the shelter of Pururava. Who is a Pururava? And so attraction, it's very ancient between male and female, as described in the previous purports, previous verses. It's called Matunyahagara. You have the attraction in the material, in the spiritual world, which is Madhurya Ras. Everybody's attracted to Krishna and is bound to Krishna by this powerful bondage of love, of conjugal love towards Krishna. But the same element, when it's distorted into this, perverted into this material world, becomes not anymore Madhurya Ras, but Matunyahagara. The Acharya, they explain, Matunyahagara are the powerful bondage of sexual attraction. And this bondage are there, situated in the heart of everybody. All the 4,400,000 species of life. You can see that the nature of the soul, when it comes into any of these bodies, it has to go through these six development. Does anybody know what are they? Govinda, you know? Birth. Somebody also said a second. Growth. Then what else? Yeah. Then, you know, you can produce. Mating, yeah. Mating, and then dwindling, and then death. Decline and death. Yeah, dwindling and death. So you could see that the mating is there, and very often is, Prabhupada very often he quotes, these are the three main tendency of the living entities, especially in the animals: mating, defending, and eating. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These four tendency are there in the consciousness of all the living entities. It's very one of the most important point, you know, in the life of human beings, you know, to unite himself with the opposite sex, you know, that we call it marriage. Because then the bodies, they supposed to become one. You know, you say the other half. But, you know, they, unfortunately for some couples, you know, they become one and then they become two again and they separate it. But it's supposed to be one body between husband and wife. The psychology, they're supposed to blend to each other. Like here was a perfect match. You have a superior husband, and the wife, she became subordinate to him naturally. So this attraction between husband and wife, or between a male and female, it's described also in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how in the description of King Puranjan, how the one of the gates of the city of the body becomes, it's naturally attracted and is always looking. Puranjan, which is the enjoyer in the city of the body, sometimes he goes to the lower portion of his city, and it's called the gate of Asuri, which was built by the demons. That's what the Acharya, they say. And he's always looking for the opposite sex, called Gramaka. Gramaka is the opposite sex. And this, and it can be, this search, it can be mentally or verbally or physically. So the living entity, they're always, actually since puberty, they start looking for this old friend called Gramaka. And we call it attraction towards someone. So, just like in the body, you have the different gates, how to enjoy the two eyes, the nostrils. We were talking yesterday, myself, Shruti Dharma, and Sutapa Prabhu, about Shruti Dharma made a comment yesterday, how Shishirada Gokulananda Kijai, lust is a very powerful thing, and where is born of? So in the discussion I was, it was very interesting that I remembered, you know, this description of King Puranjan, that when the king of the body, which is the soul, each one of us is Puranjan. Pura means a city, and Anjan means the soul, the king of the body. We are, when we walk around, we are actually moving around an empire. This body is like an empire, and it has so many personalities in this empire. And it has, these bodies constitutes of Navadvapa. Navadvapa is the nine gates. Dvapa is gates, which we said before. And then there are three principal personalities. There is a Puranjan there, and then the intelligence, which is the queen of the body, of the city. And she's supposed to be the wife of the soul. Kutumbini, the Sanskrit name for the intelligence. And then there is the mind. What is the mind, the position of the mind? She's the maidservant of the king and the queen. That's why the mind is supposed to serve faithfully. Is the maidservant of the intelligence and the soul. And the name for the mind is Visuchina. If you're reading the fourth canto, there is a specific... Kutumbini means like a very prominent, the Sanskrit word. And Visuchina, you have Suchi, not very Suchi. You know, it's like a Visuchina, like Vikarma, means very dirty, dirty by nature. And that's the position of the mind. So therefore, the Acharya, they explain, the mind has been like a prostitute. Because you can't trust the mind. So therefore, Narada Muni, when he explained these signs to King Prachina Barishat, he says that when the king of the body, who is Puranjan, he betrays his wife, which is the intelligence, then he has, every time that he has an affair with the mind, then these three children are born: lust, anger, and greed. So Shruti found it very interesting that where the lust is from. It's every time we associate, when the soul associated directly with the mind, lust, anger, and greed are born, and they create havoc into the body, the city of the nine gates. And what they do? The lust, anger, and greed, they drag Puranjan, which is the soul, to enjoy through different gates of the body. The two eyes, they try to, they say, okay, my dear king, come and enjoy the darshana rupi. Darshana rupi in Sanskrit is like, you know, you have a darshan. And rupi means forms. The variety of forms of this material world. Just like people, they go to cinema or theater, or they want to go to the zoo to see, to enjoy with their eyes. When you want to watch a magazine or something, people reading a newsletter or a newspaper, that is the process of darshan rupi. The living entity, they are forced by lust, anger, and greed to try to enjoy through the eyes. And the eyes are called kadyota avirmukhi. It's Sanskrit term. And then when we are tired to enjoy with the eyes, then we try to enjoy with the ears. Then the lust, anger, and greed try to drag the soul to enjoy with the ears, devahu, pitrihu. And we hear, sometimes we like the prajalpa, the nonsense, or the music, or we like to hear a sound vibration, some films, or some criticism, or whatever it is. But the devotees, they use these senses to hear about Krishna. Just like all of you today, you are hearing a little bit about the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's called the divine hearing. The left ear is always more auspicious because it's connected to the Swamsa, the Paramatma, and Devahu, and also is the ear that we use for the Brahminical initiation from the Guru, the Gayatri Mantra. Then the lust, anger, and greed, sometimes they drag the king, the soul, to enjoy through the nostrils, which are called Nalini Nalini. Those two gates are twins, twin gates. And what do we enjoy through Nalini Nalini? It's Saurabha. Saurabha is the aroma. Different types of aroma. Just like when we cook, oh, that smells very nice. You know, lust. You know, it's, I want, you know, or we want to enjoy some perfume or some flowers or whatever it is. Any fragrance that gratify the senses of the nostrils, and then it's called the saurabha, the process of but we need the help of this panchagam. Panchagam are the five different air in our body. I'm sure you've seen the life air, which has five heads, and they are pranam, Nayama, I forgot the names, all the five of them. But those hairs in the body, the life air, they help us to keep the body alive and also to enjoy the fragrance of this material world. And then Puranjan is dragged by lust, anger, and greed to the gate, the biggest gate of the mouth, which is called, we chant every morning, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Mukhya. Mukhya is the biggest gate of the body, is the largest one. And the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of the fourth canto says is the most important one because it has a two function, Rasanji, Bipina. Rasanji is the power of taste, like rasa, Rasanji, the power of eating. And Vipina is the power of speech, like Vani, Vipina. Sound vibration. So we could use, again, this gate to degrade ourselves by eating all sorts of nonsense or eating prasadam or by speaking all sorts of nonsense or by speaking about Krishna. So each of the senses, they can be dovetail in Maya service or in Krishna service. And of course we try to engage our senses into the Rishikesh, Rishikenam, Sevanam, Bhakti, Ruchate, into the service of the master of the senses. And that's how lust, anger, and greed are subdued. So, and then we're coming to this attraction. King Puranjan is sometimes dragged down to the lowest gate, Nirriti, which is the anus. And there is also, believe it or not, a process of sense gratification. People bypassing excrements, you know, it's a kind of sense gratification because it's pushed down by greed. There is a companion that makes King Puranjan enjoy, and that's called Lobda. Lobda is from Loba, greed. Because without eating, we cannot evacuate the excrements. And there are people, sometimes they read in the newspaper on the toilet, or sometimes, you know, it's a kind of, sometimes they drink champagne or coffee, you know, they enjoy, you know, sitting on the toilet for a long time. So that is also a kind of sense gratification. And then the lowest gate, which comes to this one, attraction between male and female, it's called Asuri. Asuri is the genital. And this Asuri, this gate, I don't know why, but Srila Prabhupada explains that it was built, it's a very ancient gate, in this material world, was built by the demons. When Lord Brahma, he created the human form and different species of life, the demons, actually, they built this gate. Because, why? Because this sensual pleasure is something very, very dear to the demons. Just like, you know, you have Hiranyakashipu, the meaning of the name, what is it? Soft cushions and gold. So you have wealth, power, and then you also have soft cushions, which means sensual pleasure. So that's something that demoniac people, they're always trying to achieve. And in this material world, you find all the leaders, all the imposters or criminal. Ultimately, they try to achieve some wealth. For what purpose? To increase, to satisfy the lusty desire. Because if they were not driven by lust, then there is no need to steal or to usurp or to kill for... You know, you can lust over the land of somebody else, and that's why you have a war. So-called political correctness. There are very polished leaders, you know, they declare a great war. But for what? For lust. Because, you know, they're lusting over petrol or resource of another country. So lust, it doesn't just mean in a sensual pleasure, but anything that we are pushed by greed to achieve, that's lust. Just like a thief is walking around in the high street and then he sees a beautiful object from the shop, but he doesn't have the money to buy it, so therefore he goes inside and steal it. That is called lust. You're lusting after something. So they're pushed by lust. And that's why lust, anger, greed, they're actually the three children born by the union, from the union of the soul and the mind. Therefore, we should never keep direct contact with our mind. There is a process that Krishna gives in the Gita. Indriyani paran yahur. Indriyebhya paran mana. What's next? Manasas parabuddhir yobbude paratastu saha. That Krishna gives the hierarchy of association. He says the senses, indriyani, means the senses are superior to the ahur. Ahur is the matter, the object which is not conscious, the controlled object. Material energy is controlled by our senses. So the senses are indriyani para. Para means superior. You have a param guru or param gati, you know, the supreme destination. And then indriyebhya paran mana. Mana is the mind. So superior to the senses is the mind. And superior to the mind is manasastu para buddhir, the intelligence. And superior to the intelligence is the soul. Yo buddhi paratastu saha. And then in the next verse, which is not in the context of the verse, but Prabhupada describes in the purport, that there is also somebody superior to the soul. And who is that? The super soul. So therefore, this is the hierarchy in our body. But what we do sometimes, the soul is controlled by the mind. When we associate with the mind by gazambing the intelligence, then that's when there is a trouble. Mind gives birth to these three children, lust, anger, and greed. And then they take over. Just like you've seen wild children sometimes in the street, they drag the mommy. I want this, I want that. You know, it's they're very, as you say, very spoiled. So lust, anger, and greed, they're uncontrollable. And the only way to subdue or to control those three children is actually to engage in the service of Krishna, the master of the senses. It's not to just drastically practice the yoga or try forcefully to control your senses. It won't work. Oh, you can, you have to have, is it by prayer? You said yes, by mercy. Krishna is merciful and kind towards your prayer. He sees that you surrender, and then he will control your senses. That's why Deviyesham Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya. He says it's impossible for the living entity to overcome this energy because it's divine. The material energy is Dehiviyesha. It's a divine energy and is superior to the soul. So therefore, in order to overcome this energy, one has to surrender to me. Mayam Mitam Tarantite. And then Krishna says, I will make you overcome, I will carry you to cross this energy. But it requires surrender, prayers, surrender. And that's when Krishna will control your mind, your senses. And that's when you are called a Goswami. So we'll finish here. Sorry, I went a little bit over time. I was not really prepared for this, but I'll ask if there is any questions.